This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you spend almost any time online or on social media or, I don't know, breathing, chances are that last week you heard a little something about a movie sequel that was, I guess, highly anticipated would be the phrase. If you didn't hear about it, here's a hint. Twisters and Great Whites, the low-budget but spectacularly successful films Sharknado and now Sharknado 2 have taken the entertainment world by storm, if you'll pardon the pun, in part because they were produced with just a fraction of the budget of standard Hollywood blockbusters and still got plenty of eyeballs. The studio responsible for the glory that is the Sharknados is called The Asylum. It's right over in Burbank, so of course we had to go. The head of production and one of the founders is a guy named David Latt, who, when I met him at the door the other day, was for some reason wearing rollerblades.
It's the way I get around. Right. You know, we had a lot of concrete here, and I said, I need to put on skates.
I will follow you at a human pace.
Okay, great. And I'll skate slowly.
Right. There you go.
So, kind of getting the lay of the land of what the Asylum is?
Tell us where we are.
All right. So, the Asylum is a fully functional studio. We do everything from soup to nuts. Come up with the ideas, release the films. We have a worldwide distribution center. We are a studio. We're everything without the theme park.
Yeah. So, but the thing about you, well, there are many things about you guys, which is why we're here. One of them is you do it crazy fast.
We do crazy fast. That's why the skates.
So, touche.
Basically, we're producing about 2 to 3 films every month.
That's insane.
Every month. We do everything in-house because we're films made to order. So my partners are making deals with their buyers, and they're telling me exactly what they want. And then we go and pretty much make the film to order exactly what they need. So,
which seems to make a whole lot of sense, right?
We've never lost money.
Say that again.
We have never lost money.
That's amazing.
And we don't do porn. So it's crazy.
Tell me how you do that. They come to you and they say, oh, I don't know, just for argument's sake, we want to make a movie called Sharknado.
Right.
And you say...
First, I try not to judge,
well,
you know.
Clearly, you don't judge, because look at the stuff that's on the walls.
Well, I think
it's, come on. Hercules, Sharknado, Blood Lake. No,
it's
come
just
on.
Lampreys.
Atlantic Rim? Pacific Rim was a good film. I saw that, and I liked it.
It was good. Well, you'll enjoy this
one.
Now? No.
Yeah, all right.
Not really.
Well, so this actually brings up a question I wanted to ask you. You guys prefer the phrase tie-ins instead of mockbusters.
No. We like mockbusters. We're good.
All right. Well,
we're really thrilled, actually, that there's a whole genre kind of dedicated to what we do.
And so you guys take well-known films and you schedule your releases and you title them close to the original article.
What we do on the mockbuster front is something the studios do. They just call it drafting. You know, it's like having Volcano and Dante speak at the same time. When you find out that someone's making a film about transforming robots, the appetite out there in the world, so the theory goes, is that people want more about transforming robots.
Right.
So we're going to go and create a film that kind of takes advantage of the awareness of transforming robots.
Remind me, it was Transmorphers? Was that
yes.
it? Okay.
Taste this, tinhead.
Oh, man, wait, what is that?
These are sharks from a film called Two-Headed Shark Attack.
Oh.
We're about ready to do Three-Headed Shark Attack.
You should know the last scary movie I saw, no kidding, was Jaws. And I was 12.
That's why it shaped you.
I am scarred and wounded.
This is why you do what you do and you don't do what we do.
I couldn't, honestly.
You know, if I saw like Wall Street, you know, back then it scarred me, I would be doing, you know. So I get it.
Let's go kill some sharks!
This is all about production,
audition,
so castings
makeup,
here, audition, story rooms, line producer rooms.
Editing, right? Is that what that was?
And our studio space.
No, wait, look, this is an airplane.
It's an airplane.
Wow.
And,
so this is how they do it.
Here's the economics of this.
Yes.
There are only 2 studios in Los Angeles that have an airplane set. They are $6,000 a day.
That's insane.
We use this a lot. And so we were coming up with a film called Airplane versus Volcano.
This is awesome.
And we needed it for 3 weeks. So we bought this for about $10,000. Now we have this. We're like now studio number 3 that has a plane set. And we shot this for Sharknado 2. There's an opening segment with...
Don't spoil it.
They're sharks. They're scary. No one wants to get eaten. But I've been eaten. And I'm here to tell you, it takes a lot more than that to bring a good man down.
Yeah.
Once your movies are made and they're out there, and they're on Sci-Fi or wherever they're going to go, and you guys have the cash in your pocket. This is, I guess, a little bit of a pejorative question, but do you care if anybody watches it?
It's a good question. I'm so focused on the films that I'm making that I don't really focus on that question.
Right. Well, what about your development partners?
I'll tell you, I was really surprised that people knew who we were a few years ago. After Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus, I just assumed that no one was watching our movies, and yet now I see people with tattoos on themselves with our movies on there.
So
it's one of those things that I don't understand the fan base and don't understand who likes it, who doesn't.
You're putting a tattoo of my movie on your skin? Are you kidding me?
It's bizarre.
In 97, you guys start this studio. Did you think that it was going to last?
I still don't think it's going to last. I know how lucky I am and that we are to last as long as we have in this business. We don't have outside investors. We are a cash flow company.
Wow.
So the reason why we make so many movies is because we need to keep this dog and pony show up and running, because the film we make today is the film that's going to fund the film 5 months from now.
If the major studios called, and this is not a fair question to ask you on the record, but I will anyway.
Yes, I will sell. I'll sell. Wait,
there
sorry.
You go.
It did.
Right?
Okay.
I mean, come on.
I think when we started the company and we started outputting so many, we said, okay, at 100 films, we're going to sell the company.
Yeah.
And, here we are past 200, and there's some really exciting things going on. I mean, I think we're always going to be entertaining ideas, empire building from an outside company or from within, and to see where this this craziness takes us.
Holy shark.
We spoke to David Latt's partners at the Asylum while we were out there. Equally entertaining gentlemen, I should say. We videotaped the whole thing. You can check it out at marketplace.org.